Yerushalmi Kelayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Lamed Aleph, the eighth line with the word Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. It should actually say De Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Abba Bar Chia B'Shem Rav HaBoyer Tzoyroith Mitoch Kirov Shochaveroi Chayav La'amid Lai Chitim Yofreith Tachteim. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Abba Bar Chia, quoting Rav, say, and we're coming here to prove that it's prohibited to intentionally mix in a second species and then sell the mixture as the first species. One who selects out pebbles from his friend's stack must replace them with fine wheat stalks. And when selling produce, it may contain a small amount of impurities, so by taking away the pebbles, he has caused a loss to the seller, who must now fill that amount with actual produce, and therefore he must reimburse the seller. Amar Rav Yosi Zosemera Shu Osa La'ariv. Imamat Shemuta La'ariv La'mili Chitin Yafos Tachtein. Rav Yosi says, why not just mix the pebbles back into it? And this therefore shows that one may not intentionally mix in another species or pebbles as if it would be permitted. Why would he need to replace them with wheat stalks? Mochalai Chitin Yafos and Imsu Boris Mau Shinake Loi Shisei Oisa Roiva. Miloin Drabonon Amrin Eina Menake Loi Shisei Oisa Roiva. If he sold them fine wheat and it's found to be without any impurities, may the seller subtract from it the amount that is permitted for impurities? From the words of Yaakov Bar Acha earlier, it appears that he may not subtract. As he said, one who selects out pebbles from his friend's stack must replace them with fine wheat stalks. And if the seller could subtract, why must the person replace what he selected? If he selected out 1.5 quarter calves, may the seller subtract the amount of 1/4, which is the amount permitted for impurities. And the Gemara answers, V'chanina Rabbi Mana disagreed. V'chanina said that he may subtract it. Rabbi Mana said he may not subtract it because the seller could say to him, if you wouldn't have selected, I would have had the mixture. I would have had wrapped it all up in a sack and told the buyer that there are more impurities than 1/4 calf, and sometimes he wouldn't mind. But now that you've selected it, I cannot return the impurities to it, so you should pay me for that. However, we see from here that one is forbidden to mix anything else into it. Ela b'shinis avu derech mechanes. The Gemara answers he didn't intentionally mix them, rather when he gathered the produce, the other seeds became mixed in. The Gemara asks, didn't the Mishnah teach earlier that the halacha is that garden seeds that are not eaten, such as garlic or turnip seeds, combined to be 1/24 in a beisar? The Tanya la could go in kav v'chatzi kav ve'echa me'efim v'arba l'chatzi kav tav hu klum. The Baisa says, when does this apply? For example, a kav or half a kav of garden seeds per beisar will suffice to prohibit the mixture. But is 1/24 of half a kav good for anything? The Gemara answers, until this limit of 1/24, there were concerns of Ma'asa Ayin, that it appears these plants in Kilayim, but beyond this means less than 1/24, they were not concerned.